Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
You know, you travel with your kids during the holidays and you want to make sure they stay safe and also that they don't have necessary meltdowns all the time. My guest today is Jennifer Hoekstra. She's an injury prevention coordinator with Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So welcome to the show, Jennifer. So let's start with some safety tips, starting with the car. We just saw a thing from the AAP about car seats and bulky coats and winter coats, and that this is not necessarily, don't bundle your kids in their bulky coats anymore.
The car seat is designed to protect our kids when it's used correctly. And when we add that big, bulky, thick layer of a jacket or snowsuit or winter coat, all of that does is takes away the protection. So we really want to educate parents on the fact that bulky coats and car seats don't mix. Cover babies with blankets to keep them warm after they're properly strapped in. A hat on their head to keep their heat in their body. My favorite quote for parents is, strap them, then wrap them. So it's kind of a nice way to remember, you don't want to put the big bulky stuff on them because you got to protect them.
Okay, so we have to, that's a new thing for people because you always just strap those little bundles in,
right?
And they're all covered up with their coats and everything, and you know, all that right. shows is their little eyes. So now we take all those things off, and for adults too, that's actually good advice now. Take your winter coat off before you strap yourself in.
For sure. You want to have the seatbelt right up against you, so protect
you want to have the seatbelt right up against you. That's right, and keep the heat on. You don't need the coat on when you're in the thing. Okay, so then you get to someone's house, and this is my big beef here, Jennifer, is that I put up, when my kids were smaller, baby gates because the kitchen freaks me out this time of year, cooking soups and gravies and, oh my God. So the kitchen, give us safety tips.
So when you are traveling or you're working in your own kitchen, you've got to remember that kids are curious. Keep that hot food out of reach. So it's guaranteed to be busy in the kitchen because everybody wants to help and this is a good place to talk. But make sure that you are turning those handles to the back, using the back burners of the stove. The other big thing with kitchen and eating areas, although those tablecloths are beautiful and the candles are lovely, those hanging tablecloths that hang down, kids grab them, they pull them. If there's lit candles or hot food, they come.
You're giving me wiggles here, Jennifer.
Keep those tablecloths off. Use placemats or pretty little decorations that are in the middle of the table better.
That's really a good idea.
It really is. And then the kids don't get into stuff. The other thing, too, is just to make sure that when you place dishes near the edge of the counter, especially if they're still hot, you put them as far back as you can. Because those little ones just want to be involved in the action. They're just curious and want to be part of the action.
Oh, God, serious wiggles here because when my kids were little, and I always would take, if you're making like a big lasagna, those things are so hot, oh, my God, you have to keep them way back. Turning the handles in is such a pet peeve of mine. My husband doesn't do it, and I'm like, God, you can catch on that and burn the dog even. You know, the dog is going by. And what about those people that have an island with the cooktop?
Yes.
I wouldn't have gotten one of those if I'd been a billionaire with the cooktop right on the island. So people are sitting right at the same island that you're cooking. That's crazy.
I know. And there's usually stools there, and kids, of course, are climbers, and so they try to climb up, and then you've got all that hot stuff that's there. So just be really mindful of where the hot food is, where the hot pans are, and all those hangy, pretty decorations. Just keep it simple so that we don't have injuries. It's very preventable, but it happens
all the time. Okay, fireplaces. They're pretty at this time of year. People like to open them up and throw pine cones in. And we do, you know, we do the show for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So all of these bits of advice that Jennifer is giving are recommended as well from the American Academy of Pediatrics. And you can also get more at healthychildren.org. I had to put that in there, Jennifer. So by the fireplace.
Well, that's good. More information, the better.
More information, the better. So by the fireplace, keeping the kids away, but they want to go and look and maybe even roast marshmallows over there.
Oh, people do it all the time. And I think especially for families who aren't accustomed to having a fireplace in their home, this is the number one piece you have to keep in mind. when you're traveling to someone's house and they have this beautiful fire or they have this beautiful fireplace, you have to be sure that there's a strong screen. Kids cannot get into that. Really make sure it's sturdy. The part that's hardest for me is those beautiful glass screens that are all etched and beautiful. Those can stay hot for hours. And we had the unfortunate experience with our best friends. Their little one touched a screen that had been, or a glass screen that had been hot hours before and had severe burns to the hands. So just making sure that you know there's a fireplace, double check to be sure that it's safe, make sure that everything is away from there that could catch on fire, but more likely, make sure your kids don't have access to it with a nice, sturdy screen and stay away from the glass screens.
So the room where the kids get to play, and in grandma's house or maybe in somebody's house that doesn't have little kids, they set up an area and the adults get preoccupied. They're drinking, they're talking, they're eating, they're busy doing stuff, and the kids are off playing. What should we kind of keep an eye on for that? You feel like you don't want to have a lifeguard that has to sit and watch the kids play. You're at a Christmas party.
Right. And it is so important that we pay attention to what's there. I always recommend to parents, when you get to a home before the party actually starts, just take a quick walkthrough. See what you see and find the place where the kids are going to be. Are things kid-proof? Is the television attached to the wall? Do they have outlet covers? Are there things that are going to tip over? But once the party begins, it's really important to clean up as you're going through. So when wrapping gets undone or packaging is opened, dispose of those things that kids could choke on. Also, make sure that kids are as best as possible playing with age-appropriate toys. So many of the new stuff that comes out at Christmas, they have button batteries or they have really dangerous little parts. And if we've got itty-bitties with big kids, there's really high risk of injury that happens. So just be sure to keep that eye out, age-appropriate wise, and then clean up when the party is done. So often our kids are the first ones up the next day because, you know, we're sleeping it off or just kind of taking a chill, we're on vacation. And if we left out food or beverages that may not be acceptable for our children, we do have risks of injury that are avoidable. So clean up after the party.
Well, sure, and that's especially important when you've got teens around, too, because sometimes they'll just run around drinking whatever's left in everybody's drinks. And therein also lies people's purses and medications. Grandma comes and visits, and she's got medications in her purse.
Absolutely. That is huge importance. It is a very staggering statistic how many people in our communities now have some type of a prescription. And what we know is that 67% of our medicine-related cases are because the medications were in reach of the child. So when you have people come to your home or when you are going to someone's house, be sure there's a designated place to put handbags or purses up high or in a room that's not accessible to kids, not only the little kids, but the teens as well, because those medications are easily accessible, especially if they're left on the edge of the counter or right down on the floor. There are also big, important things to consider is many times we don't think of something like a medicine, you know, the vitamins or the eye drops or the diaper cream that might be in someone's diaper bag, but all of those things can potentially lead to an injury with medications of sorts that we want to be sure we're avoiding, especially this time of the year, but at all times.
That's right, and we only have just less than a minute left. So even double-checking where your child's going to sleep that night, cribs. Maybe grandma's so generous, and she says, oh, and I have a crib here, and then you look in there, and it's got blankets and bumpers and things and pillows. And so in about the last 30 seconds here, Jennifer, wrap it up for us, your best advice.
You bet. Safe sleep. Bring along your pack and play. You control what's in there. You know it's not recalled. You know it's safe. Also, check the sleeping areas for smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms so that as the holiday progresses, we're safe, happy, and healthy.
That is great advice, and that's really all it's about. You can have a great time, listeners. You just have to make sure that everything is safe because these accidents can happen in the blink of an eye. And I know I said I got the wiggles when Jennifer was talking about things in the kitchen, but I'm telling you, if you've got little kids, there would be nothing worse than to ruin the holidays with some kind of an accident with your kids. So it's really all about safety. You can have fun and be safe all at the same time. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.